Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of The Daily Gold. Jordan, let's recap the recent volatility in gold. It was late last week that gold started to move down. I think it was a little warning shot for all those long the gold trade. And then yesterday, we've talked a lot about it. Gold moved down $100. And then after market closed in the U.S., it kept on moving down, dropped below $1,900. It has rebounded today on the spot market as you and I are recording. Gold's trading around 1940 on the futures. It's trading around 1955. So a bit of a rebound here, but I just want to get your general summary, your synopsis of this action. Really over the last, three, four trading days when gold has finally started to correct, a correction that we were all waiting for.
I mean, I thought we were going to correct almost 2 weeks ago. So it's something I've been expecting. The miners have been lagging the metals really badly. And so that's always a warning sign, especially when that happens after you have a few months of really good gains like we've had. I'm surprised at how fast gold has come down. Before this bounce today, it was actually down $200 in 3+ trading sessions. So that's interesting. I see, looking today, a decent rebound in the metals, the stocks, looking at the candles on the indexes and the candles and stocks that I own, they don't look that strong to me, even though they're up, the indexes are up 3% or so. So I don't think, this huge bounce is the start of a new leg higher. It's just in the short-term sense, it's just a counter trend bounce. And after that, we'll probably see more selling, but, it's good that finally we can have this correction and, eventually it'll finish or come to a point where we can, buy positions at lower risk entry points. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. It was something that had to happen. I'm glad that it happened now. There were some people who thought that, gold could go to 2,300 and we could keep running. And I'm happy that that didn't happen, because that would have been negative for the sector. If we really kept running and you have that much of a sharp divergence with the miners, then it would signal, even a more significant correction on the way. So that's where we are. It's what's happening. I don't think it was unexpected, but, I guess how quickly, we've seen the metals sell off, it's a little surprising. But, what we're probably going to see in the days and weeks ahead is better entry points for people relative to the last couple of weeks.
Jordan, what do you think about the reaction in some of the juniors, too? It was a real divergence in terms of some of the juniors actually had marginally good days yesterday. Well, some really sold off. I know you follow a lot of the juniors closely. So do you have a general summary of how they reacted to that big move down?
Yeah, I don't have anything interesting to say on that matter, Corey. I would just say that we have to remember that every stock is its own particular market. And that, generally speaking, the juniors will follow GDX and GDXJ, but on a day-to-day basis, they can sometimes diverge and do their own thing. We're probably going to get lots of drill results coming over the weeks ahead. And, you just have to use common sense with a lot of these juniors. If something's gone parabolic, it's probably more likely to sell off. If something hasn't done as well and it has good news, then it can probably diverge during the correction. So that's something important to remember as we continue to correct and perhaps consolidate, is remember that every junior is its own market and has its own fundamentals. And you have to use common sense. If something's really overbought, it's probably going to have more of a correction. If something is not that overbought and has decent fundamentals, then it can probably outperform during the correction. So that's how I look at it.
All right. Let's look back to the last bull market, too, because I know you use a lot of analogs when it comes to judging the health of market and also comparing to what happened during the last bull market. And quite frankly, that last bull market was a decade ago. So people, I think, don't pay that much attention to it. But I know you do. And I think there's a lot to learn from what happened during the last bull market and the corrections during that bull market. What insights do you have here?
Well, Corey, I like looking at history because I like drawing comparisons between the past and the present. And nothing is a perfect guide for us going forward. But when we see comparisons between today and the past and similarities, it can perhaps give us a guide what to expect going forward. Now, in the very big picture, I don't think this period that we're in is similar to 2008 to 2011. I think there's other periods that are a better comparison in the bigger picture, such as the 1960s, the early 1930s, and perhaps even the early 2000s. So I just wanted to get that out there. However, and that's on a cyclical basis. But with that being said, if we're tracking the price action in the sector, in the miners, since the March bottom, it's been tracking closely with the rebound in 2008 to 2009. And I mean, this is fascinating to me, the similarities here. If you look at the 2008 to 2009 rebound, about 4 months into it, it began a correction. And that correction began when gold basically had its first rally back to 1,000. Then gold corrected for 5 or 6 months before it finally broke out to the upside. Now, during that correction, GDX only corrected for 2 months, so it basically had two legs down, so it corrected for 2 months. GDXJ, we don't have data on that, but if you go to the MVIS website, which is the parent index of GDXJ, that index was actually stronger than GDX during the second leg of the correction, so I wanted to get that in there. But circling back to GDX, so this is what happened about 4 months into the correction. Or 4 months into the rebound, I should say. And this is interesting and pertinent to now because we're about 4+ months into this rebound. And as I said, the price action between the two has been very similar. So in 2009, 4 months into it, gold hits 1,000, pulls back. But for GDX, it basically, in terms of time, the correction was about 2 months. It had a 23% down leg, decent rebound, then a 21% down leg before it kept rising. So that took about 2 months. Now, in terms of price, that first leg down, that was the worst of it. And that was over in 15 days. You had minus 23% in 15 days. Now, what's interesting to me is looking at that, the worst was basically over in 9 days. So after 9 days, you had a little bit of a bounce, and then it kind of made this new low in day 15. But to me, the worst was basically over in 9 days. So these corrections in bull markets can happen really quickly. Now, on day 5, Corey, GDX was down 9%. And I was looking at this yesterday, and before our conversation, I said, you know, I should probably look and see what gold did during that time. Well, interestingly, around that time, gold over a 2-day period, you know, it pulled back from about 995 down to 942. So around the same time, gold declined over 5% in 2 days. Well, if we look what just happened to gold coming into today, gold was down 6.5% in 3 days. So pretty similar. And, you know, I don't know how much GDX was down yesterday. I forget, but that was a pretty bad gap down. Maybe it was down 5 or 6%. But in 2009, it was down 9%. So not perfectly similar, but it's interesting because, and by the way, today is day 5 of this correction. Yesterday was day 4. So basically, the sharp correction, the sharp declines that we've seen in miners and metals in the last day or two, very, very similar to what happened in 2009 during that correction. So to me, that's just fascinating how similar they are. And just to get back to another interesting point, the worst was basically over after 9 days. So we are in day 5 now for GDX. And again, Corey, we don't know if this is going to repeat exactly, but we seem to be following this guide, and that's what it is. It's kind of a guidebook. So we're not, you know, we're probably not going to repeat that exactly, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see some similarities. And so that tells me, you know, maybe sometime next week, the worst of this correction could be over. But with that being said, you could still chop around for a month or two, even after the correction, the worst is over in terms of price. You know, corrections are a function of price and time. Last point I'll make, Corey, and I think I said this a week ago or 2 weeks ago, during that period, gold corrected for 5 or 6 months before it began its move to 1,000 to break above it. The correction in GDX was only 2 months in terms of time. So there was a period where the miners started to outperform gold, even as gold was still correcting. I would not be surprised if we see the same thing happen later this year. I mean, if you look at where silver and gold went, you know, they had more of a blow off than the miners. So that's something I think we should definitely keep in mind moving forward.
All right. Hey, very interesting there, Jordan. A lot to consider when you look back at history and some of the corrections that gold and the gold stocks went through during that last bull market. Very interesting to hear just how similar this current correction is. But it also sounds like we have a little bit more time to go through here, whether it is a full price correction or even just time-wise, really, because as you've mentioned, corrections are both price and time. Jordan, good chatting with you, buddy. Very interesting days when it comes to the precious metals. Everyone, click that link below. Go visit Jordan's website, The Daily Gold, and keep up to date with not just the gold sector, but also some of the stocks that Jordan is investing in. Thanks for your time today, Jordan.